You're listening to SBS News.
Kath Tiwari spent almost two decades providing in-home care to the elderly. While she enjoyed helping the elderly, she says the industry poorly prepared and supported workers, both mentally and financially, for the turbulent nature of the job.
Well, there was always a challenge. You could be faced with anything on any given day. You really walked in and never knew what you were going to face because of people's declining health, or someone may have had a stroke, all that kind of thing.
Moreover, she is concerned about working conditions faced by care providers becoming increasingly casualised. She says the inconsistent hours take a toll on the quality of the care that workers are then able to give to their patients.
There's been a big decline in working conditions sort of in the last 3 or 4 years, because it was always secure work in the past, and people had set hours and clients had particular carers. It has declined a lot because the workers become much more insecure.
News of problems within the aged care industry is not new. Failures of institutional care facilities were put into the spotlight by the Royal Commission into Aged Care following a number of media investigations. Now, research by a network of universities is warning working conditions faced by frontline carers within the industry could be contributing to the problem. The report by the Work and Family Policy Roundtable, a multidisciplinary network of more than 32 experts from 17 universities, wants to see reform of the national policy settings of work, care and family policies ahead of the federal election. Roundtable convener and Sydney University Associate Professor Elizabeth Hill says their report found an intrinsic link between poor working conditions and the deterioration of patient care.
So in order to provide high quality care services, aged care, childcare, disability care, the research shows us that it's really important to have a high quality care workforce, and that there is a very strong positive link between decent conditions for frontline care workers and decent high quality care provision.
The report by the Work and Family Policy Roundtable recommended a series of reforms. It suggested more money be spent on care facilities, stronger regulations to prevent care workers being overworked, limits to casualisation of the care workforce, as well as gender pay equality. Their reforms the Australian Services Union believe are long overdue. The ASU's Victoria and Tasmania branch secretary, Lisa Darmanin, says conditions need to improve for both elderly and the workers who care for them.
Quality care is absolutely reliant on quality wages and conditions of staff. And that means well-paid jobs where people feel valued, where they stay in the sector with good terms and conditions, as opposed to casual and insecure work.
Ms. Darmanin says the high level of commitment of female workers in the sector also makes them the most vulnerable to insecurity.
The members that we represent that work in the caring sector do not do this job for the money. They are absolutely committed to their clients, and they are heartbroken by what is happening to the system. But they also need to pay the bills. And we have members who are struggling, single mothers who have to have 2 and 3 jobs to make ends meet.
In a statement, the national body providing aged care services across residential and home care said, "We support the report's call for additional investment in aged care, noting that aged care providers are under significant financial pressure and public spending on aged care in Australia is low by international standards." Former home carer Kath Tiwari not only wants to see conditions improve, but says she wants Australians to appreciate the sector more.
I just wish society would value the care industry much more. It is so undervalued. The workers working in that industry are just so completely undervalued for the things that they actually do for people that just go unrewarded and unrecognised. Until that happens, we're not going to have very high standard of care.
An urgent change, researchers say, is needed to ensure society's caretakers are supported. Bethan Smolenik, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.